All right, everybody. Today, I am with Lawrence Bender, one of the producers of An Inconvenient Truth. Now, for those of you out there, I can't imagine who this is, who may not have heard of An Inconvenient Truth, can you tell us a little bit of overview of what the film is about?
Wow, okay.
Yeah. You know, in like a sentence.
Well, An Inconvenient Truth is Al Gore's exploration and the discussion about how global warming is basically the biggest threat facing us in our lifetime, and how we are creating it, and how it's getting worse, and how we need to do something about it.
That's great. Now, you've produced many films. What drew you to An Inconvenient Truth? How did you get involved in this particular project?
Well, this is actually the first documentary I've ever made, and I saw Al Gore give his presentation, and like everybody in the movie, I was deeply moved.
Absolutely.
And I just felt to myself, what can I do? And the fact that I make movies, I said to myself immediately, I got to make this into a movie.
Mm-hmm. What's the most important thing that you want people, the message you want them to get across from this film?
Basically, that global warming is the biggest threat facing us in our lifetime. We have a real moral obligation to do something about this now. In terms of what people can do, at the end of the movie, we had this whole section about 10 things you can do to affect change. And
these are simple things, right?
They're simple things. Everything from lowering your thermostat 2 degrees in the wintertime, or getting a timed thermostat if you have the money that change the thermostat when you're home and not home, to very simple things. You know, one of the things I'm working on are light bulbs. I'll get to that in a second. But buying a hybrid car, taking public transportation, going to the simple things like when you go to the cleaners, don't get the plastic bags. You know, put it in your own little bag.
Oh.
Our computers and our TVs are plugged into the walls.
Yeah. Right?
But there's a small amount of energy that they use when your TV's off. So if you were just to unplug all your appliances,
really?
When you're not using them, you would save, and if everybody did that, you would save a little bit of energy.
So, and boys and girls, I just want you to notice that his computer is not, the little standby light is not on. He's actually walking the talk. He's walking the walk, not just talking the talk.
Sorry,
I did notice that. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt, but it's called 18 seconds. What is 18 seconds?
Well, one thing I noticed when people were coming out of the movies, everyone was saying, okay, what can I do? I want to do something.
It's inspiring.
Well, what I was thinking for myself is the next thing I can do. And what's happened over this last year is finally Congress is starting to act. So the government's starting to act. So I wanted to come up with one simple thing that people can do. And if everyone in the country bought one of these Energy Star compact fluorescent light bulbs, we'd save 31 billion pounds of coal.
Wow.
$8 billion in energy savings, 2 million cars off the roads.
And that's just one bulb. Imagine they did their entire house.
That's right. I call it the Trojan horse of light bulbs in a sense, because what happens is, you can, if you buy this light bulb, you're saving money, and you're also helping your country by saving energy. And then you go, oh, that was easy. We came up with this idea. If every time someone buys one of these bulbs, it registers on a website. And you could punch in 18seconds.org. You could punch in on the website your zip code, and it'll come up in your area how many light bulbs have been purchased, how much money's
really?
Been saved. So it's a great kind of feedback mechanism.
18 seconds.
No, why?
Where'd that come from?
We measured how much time it takes to unscrew a light bulb.
Are you serious?
And screw them back in. And
oh my God, that's genius.
It happens in about 18 seconds.
What else is simple that people can just do and they can learn about it from your website? That's just, you know, little things that might make a difference that people don't know about.
Right. Well, if everyone just turned the lights off when they left the room, turn the water off when they're not using it. Water is one of the biggest users of energy. And use cold water when you're washing your clothes. Dry your clothes by hanging them up instead of putting them in the dryer. So change your thermostat just a couple degrees in the winter down, a couple degrees up in the summertime. When you go to the grocery store, bring your own bag and put the stuff in, because all those bags take energy to create. We do all these little tiny things that all are part of the problem. We can do all these tiny things that become all part of the solution.
It's kind of amazing because, like you said earlier, you know, we created this problem, and we are fully capable of solving this problem.
We are. We are very much capable of solving the problem. We just need the will.
Yeah.
And as Al Gore talks about in the movie, the political will we need. Political will is a renewable resource.
Thank you so much.
My
this was
pleasure.
Absolutely inspirational, motivational, and educational. All right. 18seconds.org.
Thank you very much.
Cool.